Small Town Big Radio Z89.3. That was Love and Modern Loneliness. Sean and
Rebecca Jane,
along with
Ranger Kate.
Ranger Kate, because Yay. It is Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate. Ranger Kate is from Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument. Ranger Talk sponsored by Ajo District Chamber of Commerce. It's good to see you.
Good.
You just got back from vacation.
I did. I was in Colorado for 2 weeks, just bouncing around the Aspens, and driving around like crazy and camping and hiking. It was a mighty fine time.
Right.
And then I returned here and I'm like, oh yeah, 115 degrees.
Back to reality. All right. So we always like to start off with the announcements that you have with the Oregon Pipe. So take it away.
All right. Well, it is summer, so not too much is going on. But we do want to welcome Roberto Mendez and our SCA intern, Quinn Benson. They joined us and are helping out around the park. And then we also wanted to make sure that folks know that we have maintenance seasonal winter positions that just posted on usajobs.gov. So if you are handy with your hands, that makes so much sense. But if you are handy and want to work in a beautiful winter park in the Sonoran Desert, it's a great place to come and work. So if you're interested, go on usajobs.gov and apply.
All right. Fantastic. All right. So today we're going to be talking about toads and torts.
Toads and torts.
Toads and torts. It's going to be fun. Rebecca J, she's excited about toads.
No.
She's nibbling her finger right now. No, she's not.
she's nervous. Just the sound of torts.
I have a picture, so that's good.
Gets her all nervous. Toads. So we'll get into that here in just a few. Right now, it's the Chainsmokers. It's Paris. It's Z89.3, Small Town Big Radio. The voice of Western Pima County, Z89.3, Rosalia there, also heard from Neon Union. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with
Ranger Kate.
And it is Ranger Talk, sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to be talking about toads and torts.
We are.
Yes.
Now, I understand that you two know a thing or two about tortoises. Tell me about Tortolina.
Well, she's a bit of a celebrity around here.
Yes, sir.
So she's 41. We got her last year. Actually, we got her in September.
Yeah.
And so we didn't really get a whole lot of time with her when we got her because she likes to go into, well, it's not hibernation. What is it?
Brumination, aestivation, I believe are what you're looking for.
There you go. That. And but all summer long, she's been redecorating inside of her burrow.
She's been digging so much.
So deep down in there and all that. And I'm sure it's to stay cool from all this heat.
Yep.
So, but no, she's fantastic. We love her.
Well, very cool. She's a cute little tortie.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
Absolutely,
yeah.
She is.
Well, I'm glad we got to talk about her a little bit. A
little bit, yes.
One of the reasons I wanted to talk about toads and torts, because we've had a lot of tortoises popping out recently. It's the right time of year, and the toads have been popping out, too.
Well, absolutely. We got a couple of those that have been hanging out as well, usually in the dog dish outside,
yeah.
Collecting his meals.
He's just helping clean up all the pest bugs for you.
Exactly.
No.
So funny. But, you don't like toads.
I don't.
But
I just
okay.
Look at him, and he's like, ugh.
Oh, he's cute.
Well, maybe I can help you grow to appreciate them, even if you don't necessarily, you don't have to like them, but maybe you can grow to appreciate them a little bit during this talk.
There you go.
I thought I would talk about just some like fun toad and torts facts to kind of get us rolling.
Cool.
So the first fun thing that I learned about torties, so all tortoises are turtles, but not all turtles are tortoises.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a fun one to know. And there are three species of desert tortoises, the Sonoran, the Mojave, and the Sinaloan, which is down in Mexico. And it's the Mojave that's protected by the Endangered Species Act. The Sonoran does have some protections via the state of Arizona, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are looking for them out there, the Sonoran desert tortoise really likes rocky, steep slopes and bajadas. And, you know, right now they're probably out wandering around, munching on herbs, grasses, cacti, and wildflowers, or vegetarian. But it's really fun if you catch them during prickly pear time because they'll eat the tunas, the little fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get these, like, red blood stain looking things around their mouth. Just
so
like
it looks like they were carnivores or something.
Yes. It's like the tortoises are coming for you.
Uh-oh, don't give them a movie idea.
They'll probably make it.
We already had one with rabbits out here.
Oh, gosh. But as you know, Tortolina, you said, was 41. These guys live a long time, 50 to 100 years, which is really impressive. And you'd mentioned also the hibernation. Brumination is what's called essentially hibernation for reptiles, and that happens in kind of wintertime, October through February. And aestivation happens more in summertime. That's more of a state of torpor. And tortoises actually have something really cool when they reproduce. Their eggs have temperature-dependent sex determination, which means that the temperature determines what sex gets hatched.
Oh, really?
So, like, earlier clutches with cooler temperatures might mean a bunch more males versus females.
Oh, wow.
And there's a lot of, like, reptiles that do that, too. So temperature actually plays a big part on what gets done and what gender pops out.
Wow.
And so all this really plays into something really cool. Desert tortoises are an umbrella species, so they're super important for conservation. And what that is, an umbrella species generally requires a larger area to be protected to ensure its conservation. And because of that, because it needs that area, it also ensures the conservation of a lot of other species in the ecosystem. And the tortoise, the desert tortoise, works really well as that species because it's very long-lived and it's very sensitive to changes in its environment. So it is an incredibly important animal for conservation-related decisions because it winds up affecting a lot of the other animals in that area. So that's the tort.
Uh-huh.
Now let's talk about Rebecca J's favorite.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting the chills.
The toads. I won't be too cruel to her, but too cruel. But some fun about toads, kind of like the tortoises, all toads are frogs, but not all frogs are toads. Mm-hmm. And the Sonoran Desert toad's kind of the big prolific one that you see around here. And it's huge. It's about 7 inches. I think it's one of the largest toads in North America. But we also have the spadefoot toad, Great Plains toad, red spotted toad, and Woodhouse's toad in this area. And there may be more other toads. I probably missed a toad. And toads and frogs tend to be very vital for the balance of the food web because they eat a lot of bugs, a lot of pest bugs for us, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But they also are really important prey to a lot of animals. And because of that, some toads and frogs are known as keystone species. And keystone species play an incredibly important role in maintaining the structure of an ecosystem because a lot of animals, it removes a lot of the smaller animals and a lot of animals are dependent upon it. So if you remove the keystone species, that entire ecosystem can completely collapse.
Wow.
They're that vital. And a lot of toads and frogs wind up playing into that. So they're both really, really important animals for the Sonoran Desert, and they're both a blast to see out there bouncing around, having their good times.
Oh, yeah. I think they're cute. I don't know. I guess it's just how they look. It just and they jump. Anything that jumps, it just kind of freaks her out, so. All right, we're going to be talking more about toads and torts here in the next break, so stick around for that. It's Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate, sponsored by Ho Chamber of Commerce. Here's Harry Styles. It's Golden. It's Z89.3. Small Town Big Radio Z89.3, Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with
Ranger Kate.
It is Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate. Ranger Kate is from Organ Pipe Cactus National Monument. And Ranger Talk is sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. All right, we're going to talk about threats. Threats. What are threats?
Yeah. Well, and I thought this would be fun because I was sure that Rebecca J would have a good story about being terrorized by a Sonoran Desert Toad. But my question was, when was a memorable experience you had with a Sonoran Desert Toad?
I don't have no memorable No memorable experience.
I mean, the most memorable has been recently because when we lived in the city, you really didn't get too many toads coming around. And that's the one we have. I should name him. Like I did with the one in Texas. His name was Carlos, but I should name him. The one that hangs out in the dog dish every night. He's been coming around pretty much every night.
We thought it was just one, but I think you said there were two.
Yeah, there's two.
See, I was expecting you to have some sort of toad trauma where, like, you opened the closet and a toad was there and it just traumatized you. I was expecting it.
That would make sense. Why does she just not like toads?
What did the toad do to you?
Yeah.
I seen toads jumping on people's back and but not on me, no. But
right.
Just
so far.
Yeah.
So you just don't find them totally awesome.
No.
Oh, you did it. yes. And see, I played that role to a toad at one point. So it's like when I got here August of last year. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to freely admit that I have a habit of walking around in the dark without a headlamp.
Oh my God.
Because I'm enjoying the stars. Uh-huh. It's probably not the brightest thing to do. I freely admit it. I was walking through the dark, and of course, it was monsoon season. There was a lot of toads out last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just walking, and like I booted a poor toad.
Oh, really?
I sent it flying a few feet. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I apologized to the toad. I felt so bad.
It's so funny how we'll talk to animals like that. And they're just like, huh?
Was that a big one?
It was a sizable toad. Yeah. I mean, you could feel him. I was just like, oh, I am so sorry.
So you hit the toad with your toe.
I did. I towed the toad.
You towed the toad.
But you know what? If a nincompoop walking around in the dark is the worst things these toads have to worry about, they're probably doing all right. But unfortunately, so. these critters are both dealing with some threats besides rangers walking around in the dark.
Right.
So both these critters are dealing with threats due to increased habitat destruction because of urbanization. So, you know, we're playing a part in expanding our cities, and it's destroying their habitat. Mm-hmm. And of course, we create things like barriers, like fencing, which makes it hard for them to move around, and roads, of course, which they get all squished on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also illegal human collecting of both these tortoises for pets and the toads for psychedelics.
Mm.
But something that I learned I didn't know about is that the raven populations are a huge threat to these guys. Ravens do very, very well in people populated areas, places like cities. And so ravens also each hatchling tortoises. So the raven populations are really doing very well. And because those populations are exploding, the tortoises are also declining because of that too. In fact, in the Mojave area, they had done a study and the raven populations exploded up to 795% from 1967 to 2004. So the ravens are doing really well, the tortoises not so much.
Right, right.
And in fact, in Mojave, before 1990, in Joshua Tree specifically, there was an estimated 30 tortoises per square kilometer. Now there's only 3.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So it's a more than 90% population decline. And of course, ravens play a role in that too. And of course, climate change and drought play a role in this. Less water in these areas, both these animals need that water, and temperatures rising is going to wind up affecting these tortoises, because I'd mentioned that, you know, their gender when they hatch is decided by temperatures. Mm-hmm. So that is a worry. Mm-hmm. Might be a lot of females running around and not so many males. Maybe the tortoises won't mind that too much. But, you know, that does play a role in it.
Right.
And then with the toads and frogs, they have a very specific issue that they're dealing with, and that's something called the chytrid fungus. Ooh. And that fungus is devastating amphibian populations. There has been a decline or complete extinction of over 500 frog and toad species. 90 of those are confirmed extinct in the wild, and 124 have experienced a greater than 90% reduction in abundance. And one-third to one-half of all those species are threatened with extinction due to this fungus.
Wow.
Wow. So that this fungi isn't much of a fun guy.
It's not much of a fun guy, no. But I am a fun ranger, Sean.
I'm sure you are.
Why did the tortoise cross the road?
Oh, my gosh. No clue. Why?
To get to the Shell station.
To get to the Shell station. You know, I used that as one of my dad jokes back in the day.
I think so, yeah.
Not too bad, right?
That's pretty good.
Fun ranger, but back to these not-so-fun guys. What this fungus does, what the chytrid does, is essentially just suffocate them. It grows on their skin, and amphibians breathe through their skin, so they eventually lose their ability to breathe, and the final blow is ultimately a heart attack. And in a lot of places where the chytrid is new to the site, the frogs just begin mass die-offs. So it's a really, really problematic thing. It really favors cooler, wet regions where, of course, frogs and toads live. And the big problem with it is it hitchhike is really easy, and it hitchhikes on people, on our stuff, on boots, on gear, on boats. So it's very easy to take a step in a lake that might have chytrid hike on there, and it just transports to the next lake that you visit.
Wow. So that's totally crazy. So is anything being done? Is anything being done to fight this not-so-fun guy?
Well, yes, there is. There's actually an international effort called the Amphibian Arc, which is an interesting thing to learn about, which is trying to keep captive populations of some 500 amphibian species that would otherwise become extinct. And they're hoping to reintroduce them at some time in the future if threats can be mitigated. They've also been noticing that if the frog is exposed and lives, that It prompts an immune response that protects them from future infections. So there's a possibility of creating a vaccination for the frogs, which would, you know, you have to go around and poke every individual frog with it.
That sounds like fun.
And they've also found that some bacteria has also been helping. So they've been like bathing the frogs in kind of like a bacteria bath. but the bacteria helps is antifungal, so it like helps the frog. So
why did I picture a frog with a little shower cap on?
Because that would be adorable. It's a bacteria bath. And the bacteria itself is, I'm going to butcher this, Xanthinobacterium lividum. And then there's also a solution called itraconazole, which I'm sure I butchered both of those words. They're very long.
Right.
But like these have been shown to help improve results. So it's just a matter of they're trying to figure out a way to fight this fungus. But encouragingly, there have been of the 292 species for which the population trends are known. Some have about 20% have shown initial signs of recovering, but it's very, very low. It's not like the whole populations have recovered. It's a very small recovery. So there is a lot of effort to help protect these frogs because, again, they play such a vital role. A lot of them can be keystone species in those areas, which means that if they lose them, they lose everything there. Mm. So it's very important to protect these critters.
All right. Well, more in the next break. We'll talk about research going on over at Organ Pipe Cactus National Monument. And this is Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate, sponsored by Aho Chamber of Commerce. All right, more music for you. It's Russell Dickerson. It's Home Sweet. It's Z89.3/115 HD3 in Phoenix. Small Town Big Radio Z89.3. Olivia Rodrigo, Sean and
Rebecca Jane,
along with
Ranger Kate.
It is Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate, sponsored by Aho Chamber of Commerce. There you go. All right, so we're going to talk about research, and learning about these torts and toads is absolutely riveting. Love it. So what else are you learning at Organ Pipe about them?
Well, and all sorts of cool things. We have two researchers from Texas Tech University who are studying our toads and torts down there, and they're learning all sorts of cool stuff about these critters. Sean Suter is studying the desert tortoise. He's been doing that for at least 2 years now. And the Sonoran Desert Tortoise doesn't really actually get all that much research. It's the Mojave that gets all the love because it's endangered.
Right.
But he's down here studying the Sonoran Desert Tortoise because we are trying to learn more about them and kind of what their role is in that ecosystem and what the threats are. And specifically, the questions he's trying to answer are, do the tortoises at Organ Pipe use more space than other tortoises? Are they space hogs, if you will? where do these animals move and why? And how do humans impact them? So a lot of that encompasses studying how the fencing, roads, and other borders impact that tortoise, how development plays a role in that, how new barriers or fencing works in that. And he's been tracking some of these tortoises for more than 2 years, and they actually place a little notch in the shell to know which tortoise is who, so they can identify the tortoise that way. And they'll use a GPS data logger, which actually sends a location signal every 30 minutes, 24 hours a day. So they know where their little torties are at, and they use telemetry to figure out go back and visit them. The tortoises are like, you guys again, go away.
How do you keep finding me?
You keep putting things on me. So he studied the tortoises, and Sadie Ronk is studying the toads in the park. And this is her fifth year studying these toads. Mm. And it's not just the Sonoran Desert toad. She studies all the toads, which is why I know so much about toads right now. but really, like, she does a lot of prep work in the dry summertime, but like during the monsoon, she is just out there. She becomes a night creature, and she's just out trying to find all the toads. And what she's trying to learn is, how are the toads using water sites in the Sonoran Desert? How might threats like disease, the water quality, and climate change impact them? What are the specific kinds of waters where we are finding the toads more often? And are we finding the chytrid fungus? So, and she's actually using a lot of genetics to understand how the populations of the toad in the regions are connected in interactions. So she's actually taking like little DNA samples of toads, which is kind of neat. And they do like a little swab kind of in the inner thigh to learn about like diseases that the toads have and things like that. So there's a lot of kind of just like research and fiddling of the toads that she has to do to make sure that the toads are doing all right.
Right.
And then she winds up taking all that back to the lab, and she actually processes all that stuff herself to see what in the world is going on with those toads. And so there is some good and bad news. So which would you prefer first?
Let's go with the bad to then we'll go into more positive things.
All right. I like your attitude there.
There you go.
So I'd mentioned the chytrid fungus.
Mm-hmm.
So it likes colder, wetter regions. So there was hope that it wouldn't be floating around. It's here.
Oh.
We do have the chytrid.
Oh.
So it is living. What they are thinking is happening with this, because I was kind of curious. I'm like, you know, for a big pool of water, you know, it's understandable how that fungus is living, because it'll normally be there. But a lot of the water that we have in the desert is ephemeral. Mm-hmm. It goes away. So mm-hmm. I was asking her, I'm like, how is this fungus repopulating these areas? Because it's generally being found on a good majority of them.
Right.
And what they are thinking is the fungus is actually living on the toad itself, and it goes into brumation, and that fungus just lives on them. And then when the waters come back and they come back out, they hop in the water and the fungus just takes over.
Mm.
That's a smart fungus.
It's a smart fungus, man. The fungus knows what's up.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's here. It is here. The good news mm-hmm. is that the populations, as far as we know, are stable for the desert tortoises and the frogs and the toads. What has been mentioned is that the chytrid really likes cooler, moister, wetter environments. And we're in a desert. It's 115 degrees.
Right.
It doesn't like that too much. So it is on the frogs, but they haven't noticed any sort of big die-offs or anything. So that is good news.
Good.
And both of them are down here trying to figure out how to help these critters and how we can work together to make sure that they endure into the future for everyone.
All right. Well, in the next break, we'll dive into how you can help. Or we'll hop into. How about that? We'll hop into.
Yes.
How to help. And that's coming up here in the next break. All right. Something like that. All right. Here's American Authors and Best Day of My Life. It's Z89.3 101.5 HD3 in Phoenix. Small Town Big Radio Z89.3 CNCO. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with
Ranger Kate.
This is Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate. Ranger Talk sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. All right, so how can I hop to it and help these toads and torts?
Well, one of the biggest things you can do is just leave them where they're at and enjoy them from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go picking up those tortoises and toads, especially the tortoises, because if they get frightened, they may void their bladder, which can be incredibly life-threatening to these dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you're not picking up Tortellina and just being like, "Wee!" like all the time with her. She's like, "Stop! Stop, Dad!" But things like with the chytrid fungus, if you are going to like water sources, especially if it's known that it's there, you know, like clean your boots, clean your gear, sanitize them. You know, that's a big way to help with this. And if you see a bunch of dead frogs at your local watering hole, report it to your local land agency. Let people know so they can go there and see what's going on. With driving around, there's definitely a lot of driving around in this area. Just be mindful of the critters out there, snakes, torts, toads, they all get kind of squished out there. They're not hoping to get squished. We don't want to be squished, neither do they.
So, exactly.
Yeah. So just, you know, try not to run over the poor little critters who are running across the road.
Or kick them with your toes.
Yep. Don't do that either. Don't toad the toad. If you do have to move a tortoise, though, so handling tortoises is illegal under the Endangered Species Act. So leave the tortoises alone. But if you do need to move one to get it out of the road, make sure that you grab it with two hands, keep it only a few inches off the ground, move it about 50 feet in the same direction that it was headed. Don't put it in the other direction because it'll just turn around and go right back.
Right.
And then if there is like a little water source or something nearby, in case it voids its bladder, stick it there. But just remember that it's completely legal to remove the tortoise. Don't put it in your car and drive home and be like, it's Tortellini. Yeah, I have Tortellini now.
Oh, yeah.
You have a friend.
We adopted her the proper way, and we have her paperwork. Yeah.
Very good.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly it. There are plenty of rescue tortoises looking for a good home. I think Arizona Game and Fish Department mm-hmm. has a process with that. Horace mm-hmm. the Tortoise, one up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are plenty of tortoises who need some love that are rescued. You don't need to go out into the wild and just be like, look at that tortoise. That's my tortoise now.
Absolutely. All right. Coming up in the next break, we'll wrap things up and we'll find out what exhilarating hot topic she's going to be talking about next month. So we'll find that out here in just a few. Right now, it's AJR and it's Way Less Sad. I'm way less sad after learning about toads and torts. It's Z89.3. Small Town Big Radio Z89.3, Billie Eilish, Sean and
Rebecca Jane,
along with
Ranger Kate.
It is Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate. sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. We've been talking toads and torts, and it's been fantastic. If you've missed anything, here in a little bit, you can go to ajoradio.org, and you can click on top of the page. I renamed it. It actually says Ranger Talk, and you can click on that, and then you got all...
got a Ranger Talk.
You know, well, I mean, we're getting a little bit more professional. And so you can click on there and you can check out this edition or any of the previous editions of Ranger Talk that we have done. So, and they're all a hoot.
Sweet.
Yes. So next next month, what do you have in store for us?
Fire.
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 You didn't start the fire.
There's a new version of that song out there. Yes, they actually have a new version of that song, and with more updated events, I guess you could say.
Oh, that's...
I forget who's actually did that. It's actually a pretty good remake, so actually pretty good. Anyhow, Fire, so that's cool. All right, we look forward to it. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking forward for that one.
Yes, looking forward to the fire.
Did you grow to at least appreciate the toads a little bit more?
A little bit.
Okay, okay. That's all.
And how important they are to our ecosystem.
Yeah.
So tonight when you see... When we see Kermit in the dish, are you going to come outside and say hi? No.
No.
Because it's so funny, because if I go up at you, there's a frog out there. And I'll be like... Yeah, actually, there's three of them. Huh? No, I'm just kidding. No, no
problem.
Put
one in her closet.
I know.
No.
Got to get a realistic. All right, fantastic. Look forward to next month. And thanks so much for joining us. It's always fun to have you in, Ranger Kate.
Always my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. So has been Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate, and she is from Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument, sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. All right. Coming up next hour, we'll do our extreme trivia challenge, and then we my dad joke of the day. So that's coming up next hour. So, fantastic.
Didn't you make like 10 in this program?
You know what? We did. That is true. I almost could say I'm done for the rest of the month because of all the dad jokes that were in today's program. All right. More music for you. Here's Lauren Elena. It's Getting Over Him. It's Z 89.3 101.5 HD3 in Phoenix.